Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are you doing with your race card? If you could mark it for us, let us know. Rain in Melbourne, rain in Sydney, definitely rain in Brisbane. Best bets across the country with our experts. Morphinville, Hope at Hand is a play there as Heath Pope's best bet. Race 5, number 4. Jaminga, race 8, number 7, his best value. He says, have something on Cheeky Cheeky Bella as well, race 7, number 8. In New Zealand today, race 7, number 10, Shoes, the best there for Mitch Davis. And Shane Curlio, whatever you want to really call him, he likes Bill Pomerea at $61, now into $41, race 2, number 8. He's keen on acquitted. I think everybody's really keen on my best bet anyway, Caulfield first race. What price we're getting now for the Peter Moody Train Galloper at Caulfield, which we're only 36 minutes away. She's into $3, Anisa. So she could be the play there in race number 1, Damien Lane writes. So, yeah, 36 minutes away from the opening event there. The Hong Kong Jockey Club, visit the HKJC.com. Tom Wood joins us. Tom, hello to you, mate. Not far away now. This time next week, we'll be getting set for the big international meeting. In fact, Wednesday night's got the International Jockeys Challenge. So it's the place to be at the moment, Hong Kong.
It certainly is. Gareth, hello to you. It's a good time to be here in Hong Kong. Weather's really good as well, and most of the runners have pretty much all arrived. We had a couple of defections yesterday. Of course, Russian Emperor's not going to line up in the Vase. The horse from America is not going across now. Soldier Rising and Courier Wonder also came out of the sprint yesterday. So a couple of defections in the last 24, 48 hours, but can confirm the Aidan O'Brien quartet arrived first thing this morning. So they are here. Luxembourg, Warm Heart, also coming across for Aidan O'Brien. Aesop's Fables and Cairo, they've all arrived in the early hours of this morning.
Such an advantage, isn't it, with the quarantine laws in Hong Kong for horses like those European gallopers and from Ballydoyle, they can arrive, what, a week out?
Yeah, pretty much. They would have got on a plane yesterday over in Ireland, and so they've made their way across and they looked in good order when they got off the float this morning after the long journey across. But yeah, it's a little bit further than what sort of they tend to do in terms of going to Dubai. A lot of them like to go down there, but see, it's only a little bit further to come to Hong Kong and they straight into the quarantine centre.
All right, mate. When do the fields come out for Wednesday then?
The entries are out now on the website, yep. HKJC.com. So there's 9 races, early start time for the first, and then the jockeys allocation, I think, begins at 10 o'clock Hong Kong time on Monday morning. So that'll take place out at Sha Tin. I'm not sure if all of the jockeys will be there, but most of them will be. If they're not, they'll certainly be there, all of them, on Tuesday afternoon for the press conference. And it's a lot more even than it used to be. A system developed by Dominic Byrne to even it up. So certainly the Jockey Challenge boys in that department who set the odds for the Jockeys Challenge, they have a little bit to do with it as well.
Yeah, Dominic Byrne player was lucky enough to play golf with the great man the other day. And geez, he's made quite an impact in the sport of racing, hasn't he? He's form analyst for all the big guns. He consults everybody. And then, of course, he's even doing helping out the Hong Kong Jockey Club to make sure they get the jockey system right so we don't get too many odds on favourites. And the jockeys, because they're such a competitive lot, they think they're unfairly treated if they get a bad ride or they get a few bad rides. So hopefully this gives everybody an opportunity to show their class and we get to see the best winner there on the night. But they'll complain, won't they? The jocks would be, oh, I didn't get a barrier or something like that.
There'll be something like that. But in terms of actually having the rocks or horse in the race, obviously the handicapping department, they put a little bit more money on top of those races as well in terms of prize money for trainers and owners. So we do get the better horses targeting those races, and they sort of weed out a few of the ones that haven't been in great form. So, it's been certainly evened up over sort of the last 4 or 5 years that I've been here anyway.
All right then, mate. What about tomorrow? How do we make some money?
Yeah, a lot of races on the dirt tomorrow. It's a charter, of course, protecting the turf. So we've got 6 dirt races, 4 turf races. I think we can go to one of the turf races at least with race 9, number 1, a horse called Meep Meep. Now, with this horse here, was trained by John Size, Zach Curtin riding. He'll probably come up flip of the coin odds, 2.1, 2.2, but on his first run, he looks tough to beat. Race 9, number 1, Meep Meep. Race 6, number 4, Flying Ace for Zach Curtin and David Hall. This horse is just a winner in waiting, but he never draws a gate. There's a lot of pace in this race. He'll go back, and one would think he can run on strongly. His first run on the all-weather, but being by Swiss Ace, Nick Congeny normally does handle the all-weather here at Sharpton pretty well. So race 6, number 4, Flying Ace. And for some belly, race 3, number 11, Harry's Hero, getting onto the all-weather for the first time. This horse won on the all-weather over in the UK, over 1,895 metres. He's running over 1,800 metres tomorrow for Ricky Ute, and Tegan DeMello is riding. We'll need some luck from the draw, but I think going on to the surface is a plus. But the ultimate to best, Gareth, race 9, number 1, Meep Meep.
All right, mate, you go and get them. Enjoy next week. We'll chat to you on numerous occasions, if that's okay, on Giddy Up and on race card as we get set for International Week. But what's, just before we let you go, what's the talk around Hong Kong? Will it be another big week for the locals headed by Romantic Warrior and Golden 60? Or do the locals think that they might be a little bit vulnerable this year with the international representation, especially from Europe and Japan?
Yeah, I really think the locals could be slightly on the vulnerable side this time round for International Day. Of course, in the sprinter, I really do feel like Lucky Swain X is racing like a bit of a tired horse, and I'm not the only one with that opinion either. And he's coming into this, he's had plenty of work, he's been up for a long, long time. So I think there's every chance that he could get rolled. Maybe Japan could even do it in the sprint with a horse like Mad Cool, who's going to go forward and set up a good tempo. When it comes to the mile, of course, the Japanese have brought some quality horses across there. Golden 60's first up. So, look, he's 8 years of age now. It's going to be almost sort of unknown what he might do come International Day. We know he's got a very good fresh-up record. He's been trialling well, but there are some quality horses out of it. Japan coming over for that as well. I think in terms of a race, Hong Kong probably has maybe a little edge with Romantic Warrior when it comes to the cup. But again, there's some quality horses in that race. Aidan O'Brien's got some horses like Luxembourg across here, and he's got a lot of quality about him. And then when it comes to the VAR, that's the race that's always very tough for Hong Kong to win. I think it could be a Japan 1-2 in the VARs this year.
Yep, I thought Equinox could have headed over for the Hong Kong Cup for his final farewell, but I can't believe they put up stumps after the Japan Cup. But
If only.
Hey, mate, we wish you the best luck. Enjoy. Look after our man David Taggart, will be there this week. So we're sending him rogue. So hopefully behaves himself first of all, and gets. I've given him a job to get 3 exclusive interviews for us. So we'll see how he goes.
Okay, if you don't want to, you might not get those interviews.
Well, you've got to make sure he doesn't go there, all right? Don't give him any recommendations, Tommy. Good on you, brother.
See you later.
There's Tommy Wood there. For the latest on Hong Kong racing, go to hkjc.com.